So we talked a little bit earlier about this independent assessment from MRI that has been ongoing in the Dragon Fire Department. By the way, we have Phil Tebow. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hello.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
MRI is Municipal Resources Incorporated.
Right.
It's a group the manager tends to bring in to do reviews.
Right. They did the
police.
The police department, and they've just concluded their assessment of the Dragon Fire Department. And there's some pretty controversial stuff there. We asked Dragon Selectman Joe DiRocco to join us to give us his take on it. I know I spoke to you yesterday. You were fairly upset. I would say if the scale was 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, you were an 11.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Well, I've cooled down a little bit. You know, I've got to collect all my thoughts and stuff, and I'm ready to go. Discuss it.
Well, I mean, here's my overall thought on the thing. So if there's a sort of a relationship issue between the chief and the men, now that nameless, faceless members of the department have been allowed to make public statements criticizing him, saying things that we don't know that they're true, doesn't it make it worse?
Listen.
Don't we have a chief now that's wondering who it is that's trying to submarine him?
Well, yeah, and you know, I've only been out of that place for 14 years.
Yep.
And I can, from the statements that are made, I can tell you who some of the people are.
Right.
And you know, it's been that way. But you got to remember that any time you're in that position where you have to discipline, you have to make people do their job, there are those people who are going to push back. They don't want it. They, you know, they think they want to be able to run the place on their own, and it just can't happen.
Right. So, I mean, is that what you have in this particular situation?
I believe it is. Yes, a certain part of it. I mean, you know, if you look at the charts and all the answers and whatever, it's probably the same seven people out of 37 people.
I noticed that too.
And you know, this, you know, the MRI, you know, the way I feel right now, they should change their name to Headhunters.
Yeah.
Because what they did to the police department, what they're doing to the fire department, what they've done in other communities from other chiefs and stuff that I've talked to, it's exactly what it is. I think it's a ploy to get rid of the old, bring in some new so that the managers can have them under their thumb. I honestly believe that. There was no other reason. I mean, you know, I went the other day myself after I read this whole thing in entirety, and I apologized to the chief. I says, if I ever knew this was going to happen, I would have had no part of it.
When you say this was going to happen, what part of it are you talking about?
Well, in the report itself, you know, if you've got an NFPA handbook, most of the stuff is there. You can go find it.
Yep.
It's nothing that we really didn't know, but
right.
It takes money,
right.
Manpower.
Right.
And that's the whole thing. I mean, they give all of these recommendations. They all cost money.
Right.
Right.
We know this. I mean, we tried to do an override. That failed. So you have to do with what you have, and that's the particular case here.
Right. And, Joe, we spoke yesterday, and you agree with me that some of the stuff just sounds like the reasonable stuff you'd see in a report. You know, increased communications, maybe some structural changes, maybe, you know, reforming the force into a different organization. That's all we're talking about. It's the anonymous stuff at the end that you were really angry about.
Well, yeah, I'm mad at that because, first off, it's faceless. You know, what this whole document did was it gave a forum for disgruntled employees.
Mm.
And like I said, I mean, you have to make tough, as a chief, you have to make tough decisions. Tough decisions sometimes, you know, when you come up through the ranks, you have friends. But then what ends up happening is you have to make that separation.
Right.
And it's in our town, I mean, he's the only one that's not in the union. So having been there, I know that you have limitations. And when I say by limitations, you know, when it comes to disciplinary staff, you've got your deputies and whatnot, and they're able to only go so far.
Because they're in the same union.
Because they're in the same union, exactly. Do I believe that at some time, you know, if we could afford it, like they recommend, an assistant chief who is out of the union?
Right.
Sure. But there again, it's all money.
Yeah, and they also recommend splitting the union to put your senior officers in a separate one.
Well, I mean, that
one.
Stuff... That
Those
stuff
are reasonable discussions.
Well, yeah. That's right. They are reasonable discussions. The same... I mean, my takeaway point from the police department was we need seven more guys, and we really ought to plan for those, whatever way we have to do it. That's a reasonable thing, and we all know that the police department would have those seven guys if they could have. The town manager would have put them there if he could have. And the same applies to this department. You know, I think I could have probably figured that stuff out as well, Joe. But it seems to me that, and I spent about an hour and a half going through this report last night.
Yep.
And you know, your anger is, I think, deserved. I just don't know how it can be looked at as productive to have these kind of, the opportunity to comment and those comments to become public about the personnel in the department. It's the chief and it's the deputy. It appears the senior deputy, which would be Rich Patterson. But
they don't even speak well of the deputies or any of the administration. I mean, it's wrong. I mean, everybody is there. They're trying to do a job with the best that they can. You cannot. You know, everybody. I think what's happening is they want to be coddled, and that's really not what the job is. The job is to get you to be able to be as well trained as possible, get you to do your job. That's it.
Right.
Get paid. Do your job.
Right. Well, I mean, there's some things there that point to success in that area. So, 74% of the men and the women in the department felt like their experience working for the Dracut Fire Department was a positive thing in their lives.
Of course it is.
All right, so that's pretty good.
Just having the reward of being able to help people, I mean, that's what most of them are there for.
Right, right.
I mean, that's really what the job is all about. You get a lot of satisfaction being able to help people, and this particular job gives you that avenue.
So 74%, which is a pretty good number, I think.
Yep.
And a similar percentage, higher than that, I think, spoke highly of the chief's ability or method of commanding a workforce at a fire scene. They gave, I think, really good marks there. So, I mean, when I look at the thing, I served 24 years in the Board of Selectmen, as you well know, and there were times when, even when you were the fire chief, there were particular people in the department, you know who they were, that would constantly try and, you know, cut your legs off from under you. And whether they thought that was their role or whatever, I don't know, but it just never got out. I'm guessing that, you know, a questionnaire going out like this to a fire department almost anywhere would draw similar results.
And the report said that. In every department they see this.
Yeah, right.
So the question is,
what MRI summary was?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to read a couple of sentences here. It says, our overall impression is that the Dracut Fire Department is an effective and relatively productive contemporary fire service organization. It appears that the level of service provided meets the needs of the community. I mean, pretty much that kind of says it all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it does.
It really does. You know, I'm upset with the manager. I haven't talked to him yet. He's been on vacation because he told me about some of this negative crap that he wasn't going to allow in this document. And then now it's in there.
And the fact is, Joe, it shouldn't be part of the public document. Some of this is directly talking about an individual. Let everyone know who that is. That's personal records. That belongs private. And, you know, the statistics, the overall trends, that's fine. But the individual quotes shouldn't be out there.
No, it should not. I mean, that's why I'm so upset over this thing. You know, we had a manager who proofread it. He proofread it, and he allowed this stuff to go through. I'm really disappointed with him. I think, to me, if it had not been for town meeting, probably this stuff wouldn't be there. I hate to say it, but I believe that to be.
What do you mean?
Well, I think the civil service thing, I think, you know, that the chief got up and spoke about taking it out. And I think at the end of the day, I think the manager took it personal. And to me, I can see no other reason than some type of vendetta for allowing this to be in there.
Boy, that sounds like Tuesday night's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's not much you can do. It's not on the agenda, is it?
No, it is not on the agenda. Yeah, well, it hasn't even come out. I mean, I was told the little son got it on the 22nd. I'm assuming Sunday's their big day. They'll probably put some stuff in at that point. And then, unfortunately, it's going to be off and running.
I don't know. I think a report that comes out between the time a meeting's posted and the meeting comes up can be brought up if it's important enough that it needs to be discussed.
Well, it's not a matter of it being discussed. I mean, the open meeting laws would prevent you from taking action on
right.
it.
Right, certainly but you can discuss it. That's true.
It could be, right, yeah. It can be open as long as it's not pointed in the direction of a decision.
Right.
Are you sure the MRI has had this? And what this stuff does is this will follow this chief, other chiefs for the rest of their lives.
And Patterson, yeah.
Right. You end up being a young guy, so you retire. You might want to go do something else. This stuff, unfortunately, as inaccurate as it is, because it's in print, will follow these people.
Right.
I mean, what have we done to our police chief and our fire chief? I mean, a police chief and deputy chief. I mean, just look what it did over there. I don't really think Kevin Richardson was ready to retire, but I mean, I think he had a little bit of time to go. But you know, some of this personal stuff. You know, your family has to go through it.
Right.
They see it in print. You know, the chief now has a young daughter in school. I mean, some of this stuff, it's just because it's in print, people believe it.
Joe, does this change your opinion of the police review?
Well, it adds to some of my thoughts. It really does. Of why sometimes these things are done. I mean, I wasn't as close to the police as I am with the fire because, I know what it is to... for that place because I was there long enough, but it's the same. I mean, you look at some of the personal stuff or you know, accusations or whatever you want to call them, and now you have to think.
And what do you think about supporting the future reviews?
With this company, never.
So where does it go from here? So you get the fire department's done. Are they doing one on town on the town hall staff?
Well, that's another interesting thing, because we talked about, I know the manager had mentioned he'd like to do one at the highway and town employees, I mean the town hall, and I said to him, Jim, that's going to include you. And you know what his answer to me was? Now, just think about this one. He said to me, he says, that would be career-ending. So if it's career-ending for him, what about these other people?
Hmm.
No consideration.
Well... I mean, so what is the future here? Do you think the Board of Selectmen would support a continued use of this company for other departments?
I hope not.
Do they have any kind of input on that?
Well, I would think so. Yeah, I think you could, just from the two documents that we've gotten.
And I don't know if this is a fair thing to ask, but do you... where he's currently under review, do you think this will impact his review at all?
Yeah, it's going to impact it with me, I can tell you right now, because what I'm going to suggest to the rest of the board, whether they go along with it or not, until some of this stuff is resolved, I'm not doing a evaluation of him at this time. That I can tell you.
Until some of what stuff is resolved?
There's a few things going on that I need to see how they're going to play out. Maybe the ambulance contract... maybe this, maybe the police thing. I mean, we've got too many things in the air that look too political to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's this one certainly is hot, and
It's hot in Warren, unfortunately, only because I know more about this situation.
Right, I know.
Than I know about
right.
the other ones.
Right.
Had I known as much about the PD, or maybe I should have spent more time, I might have been coming up with the same type of answers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of, now that we've gone through round two of it, it seems to me to be a very counterproductive way to, if we do in fact have issues in our departments, this doesn't appear to be the way to solve them.
No. What department doesn't? I mean, you're going to have disgruntled employees. I'm sure that your farm, you don't have the amount of work staff, but I'm sure you have some as well.
No.
I run into this type of thing all the time. I fully understand what they were doing
Sean
here.
Sean is sometimes disgruntled down here at Saturday Morning Live.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're gonna call her. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Mike Miles.
Good morning. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
How's everybody doing? Good.
We're good.
Summer's winding down, I guess.
That's
I
right.
I just had a quick question. Now, this... board that oversaw the fire department evaluation. Is it the same board that oversaw the chief of police evaluation?
Yes.
Same company, different people.
Same company. Now, the current acting chief, was he on that board when they oversaw the police department?
Definitely.
So Ouellette, Chief Ouellette, was on the board that oversaw the police department, and then he gets hired to be the chief of police. If that's not unethical, and believe me, I'm not taking any sides in this at all.
Right.
I'm just looking as a taxpayer or someone who lives in Dragon for the last 25 years, raised a family, loved the town, you know, I'm very fortunate. But how is that ethical? Who thought that was the idea? How did the selectmen, including Joe, and I love Joe, how did they let that happen? Did anyone say, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Manager, you know, this probably isn't a good idea. I just don't understand it. That's not opening the door for some type of reprisal or some type of awesome. I just don't see how that was a good idea.
Yeah.
It'd be just like now the fire department, if that chief retires and one of the guys on the board comes in the chief's position. I mean, is it a hired gun situation? Could someone just explain it to me, because I'm just baffled.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the guy that can explain it to you. I understand. I understand, Mike, the need to evaluate departments. But just based on the people that I've spoken to, I don't know that anybody thought that this would be the performance that they, you know, I mean, and nobody's trying to, you know, backload results here. The thing is it appropriate to be asking people to make anonymous comments about the department head and then putting them in a report? Does that make any sense at all?
As Warren, as you know, I mean, you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot. I've seen a lot. But, you know, it never went to a level where they were replacing people with people that would do the evaluations. To me, that is just so... It's mind-boggling. I have to keep asking myself, did this really happen? And nothing against any of the players. You know what? And I mean it. Kevin Richardson, close friend, loves his family. And Joe said it. The family has to endure this. I mean, he has a tough family. They're strong people. They can endure anything. But that evaluation was just... I remember that hitting the paper, and it just knocked me out of my socks. I can only imagine the people that work for the fire department. I mean, and I don't know. It's just mind-boggling.
I would guess there's more turmoil in the Dragon Fire Department today than there was a week ago.
There is, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a great fire department. We have a great police department. I mean it. I you know what? I've been a long officer my whole life. Great, and we're so fortunate. And you know, we have some very, very good department leaders out here. Mr. I think he's retired now, but you know, we're so fortunate. But to do an evaluation like that, knowing that the guy on the sat on that board of evaluation.
If I can cut in for a minute, Juan, I didn't hear all of Mike's stuff because you just cut me off. I didn't know if you wanted me to hear everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I want to say is these reports do have a value, Mike, and what the value is it's more, in my mind, it's more to convince the public that we have these needs. It's an outside, they're not hearing me crying all the time about what our needs were.
Right.
It's a company outside who you get to believe is doing the right thing for a community and convincing people that we do need overrides. We do need more people.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
Right.
That's the value of these reports.
Right.
All this other, you know, the negativity stuff about degrading the present administration doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
All it does to me is this document right now, you could use it as toilet paper. That's what I'm thinking of this whole document.
Yeah.
It should have been filtered out. There's no place in either of those reports for the police or for the fire department. And we all know, we're all served our town. Every one of us speaking here. And you know what? It was an honor.
I don't agree, Mike, only because, yeah, we know about our departments, but it's convincing the public that that we're saying to them is true and accurate and what we truly believe.
Yeah. No, I get what Joe's saying, and you're right, Joe. I think was the overall objective was to have an independent assessment of the department's functions and what we needed as a community to go forward.
And Warren, we're not saying to filter out anything to hide information. We're just saying that you should have filtered out the personal information that doesn't belong public.
I'm just
it doesn't
not
have
sure
an impact on the department.
I'm not sure this makes anything better. That's
right.
My thing. And I'll be honest, I mean, and I'm not that I'm that close to the situation anymore, but and I said this earlier, Joe, no member of the Draycott Fire Department has ever said anything negative to me about Chief Briette.
No, no.
So,
I
don't think they would. I think the guy's doing a great job. It's a very difficult job. People don't understand. It's not just a job you go sit in your office and do things. I mean, you have to administer that whole department. You've got a couple of deputies that, good deputies, you know, he's got one that does fire prevention, one that does training. And, I mean, that was another thing I read in. I got a kick out of that one, too. Some are saying we don't do enough training. Some are saying we do
too much
training.
Yeah.
But you've got to train. You don't have the same situations every day.
Right.
So we get stale if we don't repeat doing things.
And you saw a huge level of support for him at the town meeting. All the firemen there were supporting him.
Yeah.
I think the guy carries a lot of respect. I mean, I have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah. Well,
when I was a lieutenant when he came on the job, this is the type of guy he is. He ended up going into the hospital after a few weeks there, and he wanted to resign because he wasn't giving the town a fair shake and he was going to be laid up for a while.
Mm.
He's a dedicated individual.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You got a board meeting Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, I don't know if this will be on it. I'll be in to see the manager during the week because, like I said, I'm very disturbed that he allowed this to be go out there.
Yeah.
After telling me that it wasn't going to.
Well.
We're gonna have a discussion.
All and right. Again, you're not trying to hide that there's some discord and there's disgruntled people.
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's the specific items that are personal that shouldn't be public.
Yeah, you can say, Sean, you and I could say something off the record, kidding or whatever, and you expect it to be that, just
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
And then, you know, some at the same. They get a grudge against you or whatever, so then they use it as you meant it maliciously.
Right. All right. Well, listen, good luck Tuesday night. I know you're upset about it. We gave you 20 minutes to vent. That's good stuff. It should make the rest of your weekend go much better.
Yeah, mine.
Go fish.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Mike.